Things are bad on the Colorado River, and we all may have to cut back on water.
That will be bloody.
Listen to Imperfect Paradise, the Gen Z water dealmaker, wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Austin Cross. Join me for LAist's new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of LA restaurants. The kickoff event is May 22nd. Tickets at LAist.com/events.
Today on the LA Report. The Anaheim City Council gives preliminary approval to Disneyland's massive expansion plan. San Gabriel's City Council takes a controversial step, narrowly voting to eliminate a city commission formed amid the George Floyd protests. And Los Angeles County aims to follow up with people who are seen by mental health crisis response teams.
We want to make sure that we connect them to ongoing treatment and get them into permanent care.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 17th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. The Anaheim City Council has voted unanimously to approve Disneyland's expansion plan. The preliminary decision came early this morning after council members heard several hours of public input from dozens of speakers, most of whom favored the project. The expansion plan makes way for new developments, such as hotels, retail space, and other park attractions, without expanding the current footprint. It also calls for the sale of three public streets to Disney, including the heavily traveled Magic Way that is used by commuters to access the 5 freeway. If the $1.9 billion plan gets final approval at the next council meeting in May, changes will take effect a month after that. In other news from Orange County, elected officials and ethics experts have raised questions for months now about what happened to millions of taxpayer dollars. Much of the money was federal COVID relief funds. Now, a key figure is weighing in. LAist senior reporter Nick Gerda has the story.
Spending details for at least $2.7 million are missing. LAist reporting first uncovered the issues, and recently county staff have demanded accountability. In her first public statement, the 22-year-old daughter of OC Supervisor Andrew Doe says she had a limited role in the Huntington Beach nonprofit that handled the money. That's despite multiple public records obtained by LAist that show her in top leadership roles. LAist found that Supervisor Doe directed over $13 million to the nonprofit where his daughter Rhiannon Doe worked. Most of the money was directed outside of the public's view and did not appear on public agendas. For LAist 89.3, I'm Nick Gerda.
You can read more of Nick's reporting on the Doe investigation at LAist.com. The San Gabriel City Council last night voted 3-2 to eliminate a DEI-related commission. The city's Human Equity Access and Relations Commission was created 4 years ago after the murder of George Floyd. LAist Civics and Democracy correspondent Frank Stoltz has this update.
The move came after the commission proposed a Safe Spaces program for San Gabriel's LGBTQ community. Council member John Harrington called the issue too political and said the city of San Gabriel doesn't have a problem with such discrimination. Dozens of people pleaded with the council to keep the program and the commission, which has promoted everything from anti-API hate to mental health programs. Harrington said city staff could do that work. For LAist 89.3, I'm Frank Stoltz.
The Los Angeles County District Attorney has charged a man with hitting two women in the back of the head and sexually assaulting them as they walked near the Venice canals. 29-year-old Anthony Francisco Jones is charged with two counts of forcible rape and several other charges, including torture. If convicted on all counts, he could face life in prison. He has pleaded not guilty. Coming up, find out about a move to put more follow-up behind the responses to mental health crisis calls.
Support for LAist comes from Apple TV+, presenting Lessons in Chemistry, starring Academy Award winner Brie Larson. Scientist Elizabeth Zott accepts a job on a TV cooking show and teaches a nation of housewives more than just recipes. Lessons in Chemistry is a PGA, SAG, WGA, NAACP Image Award, four-time Critics' Choice nominee, and 2024 DGA Award winner, hailed a triumph by Decider. Following this podcast, you can hear a conversation with actresses Brie Larson and Asia Naomi King. More on Lessons in Chemistry at fyc.appletvplus.com.
LAist has a new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of some of your favorite LA restaurants to find out how and why they do what they do. I'm Austin Cross. Join me for the first event where we'll explore how restaurants help make a neighborhood and we'll all have something delicious to eat afterwards. It's May 22nd at the Crawford. Get your tickets now at las.com/events.
Back now to the LA Report. Los Angeles County wants to do more follow-up with people after they get a response from a mobile mental health crisis team. Here's LAist reporter Robert Garova.
The county's unarmed teams have the goal of getting people help without the need for law enforcement. Kyla Coates is Supervisor Janice Hahn's Justice and Mental Health Deputy.
But after that crisis, we want to make sure that we connect them to ongoing treatment and get them into permanent care. And so that's the goal of now having follow-up teams.
Thanks to a more than $2 million grant from the state, 8 new teams of mental health workers will join the roster to check back in on people after they experience some of the worst moments of their lives. Since 2021, the county says it's doubled the number of crisis teams available to 60 and increased their hours to run 24/7. I'm Robert Garova.
The Los Angeles Lakers are headed to the playoffs after beating the New Orleans Pelicans 110-106 last night. The team now advances to a rematch with the Denver Nuggets, who have defeated the Purple and Gold 8 consecutive times, including a 4-game sweep in the Western Conference Finals last year. The teams are set to play each other in the first of a series of games this Saturday evening at 5:30. You could experience some delays starting tonight if your drive takes you along Interstate 5 in southern Los Angeles County. Overnight closures are scheduled for portions of the freeway in Commerce, Downey, and Santa Fe Springs, while crews replace some fragmented slabs of concrete. The closures of southbound lanes tonight and tomorrow night start at 11 o'clock and continue till 5 in the morning, and they continue Friday and Saturday from 11 p.m. until 9 the following morning. In the forecast, skies will be partly cloudy this afternoon. Temperatures in the 70s in the coastal areas. Valleys will reach the low to mid 80s, and the Coachella Valley will be heating up with a forecast high of 95 degrees. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Support for LAist comes from Apple TV Plus, presenting Lessons in Chemistry, starring Academy Award winner Brie Larson as scientist Elizabeth Zott.
Lessons in Chemistry is focused on a chemist who can't seem to quite make it through the political game and the misogyny that's happening in the world of science in the 50s. And as she's making her way through trying to make this great discovery about abiogenesis, about the origin of life, life happens to her. She experiences love and loss and an unexpected pregnancy. And all of these things move her into this direction of starting this TV show called Separate Six, where she becomes famous for something that she never thought she would be famous for, which is cooking. And that's because she has this unique perspective on it, where she's able to take all of the things that she loves about science and apply it to cooking. When you're thinking about Lessons in Chemistry, it's a play on so many different things. Yes, it's about science and chemistry, but it's also about that inexplicable connection of chemistry you can have when you're falling in love, the chemicals inside of our bodies and the chemistry that makes us up and makes life happen. And it's also about the way that life can surprise you, the way that you can't always predict and plan out. Elizabeth has to make real choices in terms of how her voice and how these things will affect her community, how it'll affect the crew and their pay. In this case, we're telling a story about a woman. And so for me, it relieves the pressure when there's a lot of women in the room, because then it's not just up to me to decide what female representation is in this case. There's so many examples on screen, but then you also have it behind the camera as well. So whether it's props or production design or costumes, you're getting that experience in every layer of it. So it was very important to us that you were seeing various representations of what it is to be a woman, to advocate for yourself, to rise and fall.
Asia Naomi King stars as Elizabeth's neighbor, Harriet Sloan.
She's a phenomenal woman. I am so inspired by her. I am so in love with her. She is driven. She has this moral compass. She really seeks out justice in every aspect of her life. But she's so much more than that. She's a great friend. She's a great mother and wife. And she's an activist. And she really takes part in her community. And part of what pushes her forward is that she chose to be a mother. And I just found a lot of those themes really moving and palpable with like what's important to me in my life and the things that I seek out, self-worth and community and love, but beyond romantic love, like love in the greater sense, love of self, love of family, love of community. I just feel like people are going to want to engage in this story, that it's going to remind them of their own capacity for greatness.
Lessons in Chemistry is a PGA, SAG, WGA, NAACP Image Award, 4-time Critics' Choice nominee, and 2024 DGA Award winner, hailed a triumph by Decider. More on Lessons in Chemistry at fyc.appletvplus.com.